As a sophomore, we beat Ben Davis. It was a close one. The rivalry wasn't as big then. Warren was winning some. We were starting to get into a position where Warren was winning. Ben Davis was on the upswing with Bob Wilbur coming in, and he had a group of guys coming in with his son, Tim Wilbur, and Kevin Britt, and then Geno Howard and those guys, Morton Anderson, you know. And then my junior year, we lost 28-27 at Ben Davis. With Morton Anderson, who's now in the Hall of Fame for the NFL, kicking the winning extra point. Tim Wilbur had a phenomenal game that day. We blew a two-touchdown lead in the last 5 minutes to lose it. You know, and then my senior year, we come back and we win 24-7. That's when Geno Howard and Tim Wilbur graduated, but then came Keith Howard and Chucky Howard. Chucky went on to play at IU, was a really good football player. And so we bounced back the next year and won a pretty good game. And, you know, then I'll be honest with you, I kind of lost track with it from there. You know, I went to college and, you know, I was an accountant for a number of years coaching youth football. And then in 90, I became a coach at Warren Central, wide receiver coach my first year. And we beat Ben Davis my first year. You know, and I think that was 90, and I think Ben Davis went on to win. That was their only loss that year. We had a really good football player in Jamie Asher. I think we beat him 16-14 here. You know, and then we really didn't beat Ben Davis again. My next 5 years, we lost to Ben Davis every year. 91, they killed us. It was 38-6, you know, Steve Ullman's year. And then when I reappeared at Ben Davis, which was kind of stab in the heart to some people on the east side. There were some people that couldn't believe I was going to do that. But it was an opportunity for me to learn under Coach Delahan. I'd learned under Coach Shelbourne at Warren. I figured it was an opportunity to learn under Coach Delahan and Tom Allen and people like that. And I knew my son was a pretty good football player, and so I wanted to bring him to a school where he could kind of find out if he was really good enough. You know, he ended up playing on two state championships and a two-year starter, so he wasn't sure he could ever play here, but he did, you know. And even then, when I first got to Warren, or Ben Davis in 2000, it was still pretty one-sided with Ben Davis winning. We beat him twice in 2000, twice in 2001. But you could see when Kevin Wright came in, the gap started to close. And then in 2002, we lost in the regular season and then beat him in the tournament in a classic 35-28 snow, mud, rain.
That was nasty.
Overtime.
I just remember the walking on the field afterwards. It was soup.
Yeah, it was awful.
It was a mess.
But it was a great game. I mean, your fans, if you were a fan of high school football, you got your money's worth. You know, we went on to win state that year. And then the next year, Warren got us twice, and it kind of started that trend of them kind of dominating us. You know, I address that with our team. They've kind of owned us since 2003 on. In fact, we only have one regular season win in that time. Am I right?
None under 2001, August 31st, 2001 is the last.
Yeah, we didn't beat regular season. Yeah, that's correct. And then 2012, we beat them 6-3.
Right, right.
You know, so there's only been twice
home regular season win is August 31st, 2001.
That is correct. Yeah. That is correct. So, you know, Kevin Wright came in and kind of changed the mentality. It got a little heated, probably got a little bit out of control, to be honest with you. And then in between that time, you know, Tom was there for 3 years and he left, and I've been here for 11. But in between that time, they've had a number of coaches. They've had, you know, Kevin Wright to Steve Tutsey to John Hart to Steve Tutsey to Jason West. And so it's kind of bounced. Me and Jason get along unbelievably well. There's not the animosity, at least I don't think there is, that runs between the two teams. We just haven't had it. It's been line up, play, shake hands, go home. You know, me and Jason West talked a couple weeks ago. We've had both have had a rough start to the years. You know, they had a young man, the senior, that was killed last spring. They've got another man who's very, very sick. Is at home now, but he's very, very sick. You know, we started the season with one of our kids in a bad situation and hasn't been able to play or will not be able to play. And we've had two or three other things that have happened, accidents with family members and parents that have not been good. And our kids have had to fight. Both teams have had to fight through some real issues. And kind of puts the game in perspective. Me and Jason talked about that for about 30 minutes on the phone a couple weeks ago, that we're spending so much time dealing with other things that, you know what, when it's all said and done, it just maybe the game isn't. You know, it isn't. It just isn't. It's a game, and as frustrated as I get, I got to remind myself sometimes of that.